Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
No chewing gum allowed while you're on the air, ladies. Just make sure you have that in your broadcast book, Bad Form to Chew. Have you ever seen anybody on TV chewing gum? Have you ever?
Not usually.
No. Once in a while. I remember
not
once.
The professionals earlier. That sometimes do their interviewing.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Jay Kirshner is here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. DJV program. Oh, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. I'm interested in getting some more information, Victoria, on this report of hundreds of cyber attacks against Ukraine as a backdrop to the thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of cyber attacks that have been not only against Americans, but against the rest of the world. And what is being done? Microsoft is doing something at least about what's going on in Ukraine. But why wouldn't they do this everywhere?
Well,
why
they are.
Isn't there?
They do. Well, Microsoft does. I mean, but they're just they're specifically trying to help Ukraine. And this new report that came out on Wednesday is the reason we're talking about Microsoft right now, because they have isolated at least 237 different operations against Ukraine, and they have found that six different Russian bad actors have carried out these things. Now, they also were coordinated. A lot of these attacks were coordinated with the actual on-the-ground assaults that Russia's been doing. So we know that these aren't just like, you know, dark hat hackers doing their thing for ransomware. This is coming straight from Putin and the Russian government.
Oh, don't you think all of it was really coming straight from Putin, no matter what was?
Some of it, though, are real fringe groups, you know, who with ransomware. And so a lot of it is very cloak and dagger. But in this case, Microsoft is finding that this is pretty blatant.
Mm-hmm. So, again, can they apply this same methodology for the same stuff that's going on, not just against Ukraine, but everywhere around the world? Will we be able to feel better about the potential of our personal stuff being attacked, cyber attack against
us? It depends. Microsoft has been working with various corporations and utilities and things like that. But, you know, I mean, this has been like the sort of battle cry of the Biden administration. That's private industries and companies have got to get their stuff together, and they've have to invest more in cybersecurity, because this is what's going to happen. And this shuts down, you know, this shuts down every facet of our economy.
One of the things that I thought was quite wonderful was the news. A lot of people, I was thinking, what do we talk about when we're with our friends or business associates? Doesn't this almost always, what's going on in Ukraine, lead the conversation, no matter what else is going on? Even in Roman,
right?
No,
yeah.
You don't think?
I mean, right? Sure.
My world.
Ukraine. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, Ukraine is certainly a topic that everyone feels. I think that feels the same way about that. It's atrocious what's happening to the Ukrainian people. But you know, if you're talking this week, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are right up there. So
I guess they are. All right, back to the Russians and what's going on. You may have seen that this town of. It's Demidiv, I believe. Demydiv is a town. There's a river, apparently, or some big dam there. And the Russian soldiers were trying to get into this village. And so they opened up the floodgates, and that was the end of that. They flooded their own village to keep them from coming in. Apparently, some Russian soldiers drowned. But that was pretty clever. And, you know, the residents paying a heavy price because it ruined their village.
Well, they got to do what you got to do.
Right, yeah. I thought the Ukrainians really, we're learning a lot about courage from them.
That's for sure.
We're learning a lot about cowardice from the leaders of the rest of the world, as far as I can see. Frustrating. All right, now, Victoria, you're in the spotlight because you've shared some things, and I want to share more information with people about the robocall. The FCC is going to take up very soon a rule.
It's a vote on the rule.
On the rule that will hopefully curb these damn robocalls
that
we all get all day, every day. You get them, I get them. You get them as text, you get them as email, you get them on a phone. You get
doesn't
them on
matter
your
what
landline.
Kind of phone.
Yep. And some are really misleading too. It's not just annoying, but there are some that really target, especially older people, and get you caught up.
Scams galore. So, as a public service, perhaps we spend a moment or two talking about how people can protect their personal information. I guess when I, as I think about this, who doesn't know this? We've talked about you. Everybody talks about it. But are you doing it? Do you keep your personal information secure on your laptop or on your PC or on your phone? Do you really do that? Do you, you know, financial? I don't put any financial information, any record or anything on any computer that's connected to the outside world. I have a little.
How do you check your bank statements?
I check my bank statements. That's a good question. I don't keep that stuff. I'm talking about things like tax information, that sort of stuff is on a private little laptop. Bank statements, I don't really do that because I get my bank
statement every
month.
Well, when you say private little laptop, if it's connected to the Internet, it's not private.
It's not. It isn't. I just keep the records on it. I don't. It's not connected to anything. When I use it, when I bring it to, I actually physically bring the laptop to my account. I don't send her any email that has the information in it. Don't do any of that stuff.
Okay.
And I think that's, you know, I mean, it's, maybe people will say that's extreme, but I don't trust the system. You know, we've all talked about this with credit card stuff. I don't put that information online. I just don't trust that it's safe. So that's one thing you can do as far, but having it on your mind.
But that's not realistic for people who, like me, I have digital banking. I mean, I check my bank accounts, my credit cards. Everything is online.
So then,
and those
sites are
secure.
How do you feel safe then?
Well,
so that your personal information
encrypted.
Isn't. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it just
you
have to remember there's no one that's safe because whether or not you're keeping stuff all 100% online, like Victoria, or you're keeping stuff in paper, like you, Doug, 100%, or you're like me, where I'm somewhere in the middle of those two things. Your mail, people can steal your mail, happens all the time.
Sure.
You shred your documents when you throw them away. People can pick up your account numbers.
I
can't tell you how shocked I was because I didn't really think this was like a real thing. But this was probably maybe a month or two ago. It all sort of blends together. But at my office, and I run a company with my dad at an office, at our office a few months ago, I happened to see that our security camera had a notification. So I started looking at it, and I look, and I started to go back, and overnight someone broke into our dumpster and took out bags full of paper. Yeah. What did they want from our trash? Well, they took paper. Now, thankfully, the stuff that was back there was shredded and they didn't get anything. I know because I control what kind of account information gets out there. So they didn't get anything. But they take stuff. This is a whole scam. They must be looking for bank account numbers or credit card numbers or anything that they can use to come after you. And we're in a business park. So obviously a prime spot for them to go and knock off dumpsters that are locked, by the way.
Yeah, what I would guess, if I was taking a little bit of an educated guess, what they're looking for, if they specifically are targeting, you know, like a corporate park, like where your office is, they're looking for any information about your employees and your own, you know, what is the EID number as an employer, because so many people have filed fraudulent tax returns. And so if they can get any information from your actual employees, even if it's just a name, then they can file a tax return in that person's name. This is happening a lot now this year. We spoke with our accountant yesterday. He has a couple clients that this has already happened to. And so when you go to file, if you're the real, let's say the real Victoria Keelan goes to file her taxes, and a fake Victoria Keelan's already filed, I can't file my own taxes because there's only one allowed for one name, and it's becoming a massive problem. And these thieves are going into dumpsters, and they're trying to find any type of information on employers and employees, this is the scam they're running. Yeah.
Man, oh man. Well, I guess the other thing, Jay, I would wonder is whether to overshare information even on social networking sites. If you post a lot of information about yourself,
well, you don't want to post your location, but people are stupid and they do.
Well, and a lot of those things of like tell us your first pet and your childhood street name, which a lot of times are questions, like security questions on different accounts. So that's how some scammers can find out that information about you. Even if they can't figure out your password, they can figure out what the answers to those security questions are and still hack in.
Really? That's interesting. All right, well, what's the old expression? A word to the wise is sufficient. Here's some good news for those of you, those of us who are wondering what happens to those masks we've all been wearing for the past 2 years. What do we do with them? People throw them away. People have given them.
They're all over the beach where I live. It's
right.
Awful. It's
so becoming
much
a real environmental problem. So there's some research being done at Washington State University that this week bore some fruit. They made very, this is a, who comes up with the idea? This is what's so wonderful about America and being able to come up with a new business. So somebody in a lab at Washington State has mixed the masks with concrete. And apparently when you put the masks into this cement mixture, it creates a much stronger and more durable concrete. So,
oh, well, that makes sense, though, because of the fiber, right?
Yeah,
to strengthen.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Cool.
As a matter of fact, the research that was released this week shows that if you use mask material in concrete, it's 47% stronger than the usual cement.
That's
after
amazing.
A month of curing. So I thought that was a pretty interesting find, as a matter of fact. The professor of the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at Washington State is the one who worked with his students on this. They were looking for what to do with various waste products. And so they experimented both with concrete and asphalt. Now, I'm wondering whether this has a good impact. The same thing would apply, it would seem to me, in the road. The asphalt is used on roads, wouldn't you think? Make it stronger? That's really kind of, I think, good. It's nice. I think it's a great idea. Yeah, exactly. Microfibers have been added to cement for the last few years. And so I think that's where somebody said, well, that's basically what the masks are, right? Microfiber. So let's use more of it. So they're trying to buy like the plastic bottles that people cut up and use. I've talked about that in a number of different applications. It's the same thing. So good. Good for them. Hopefully it'll get used sooner rather than later. It's 18 after the hour.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, deals on Mother's Day gifts. Moms are the best and deserve the best, which is why I went to Kohl's and got Nike tees for under $30, jewelry for just $19.99, and slippers for under $17. Leave it to you to find all the savings. What can I say? Like mother, like daughter. Did I mention you can get an extra 15% off or even more with a Kohl's card? Your mom would be so proud. Select styles, Nike Phalanx, May 8th, 2 points, June out of 5, 15% off rents, May 15th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's find out what's going on. Someone who easily slides into that occupational directive is Jay Kirshner, who's paying much attention to, maximum attention, how's that, Jay, to what's going on social media, trending things on Twitter and Instagram, like Hailey Bieber, and what's going on with her health. It's pretty interesting because she's 25.
Yeah, well, she had that scary incident back in March where she was having breakfast with her husband, Justin Bieber, and they're talking. All of a sudden, she gets this weird sensation, and they think she's having a stroke and rush her to the ER. And she's opening up about it, and she opened up about it in a YouTube video that she posted this week. And she says how it was the sensation traveled from her arm to her shoulder, and ooh, her husband asked her if she was okay. Like, he noticed visibly something was wrong, and he asked her if she was okay. And at first, she didn't respond because she didn't know if she was okay. And then when she went to respond, she realized she couldn't speak. Oof. And so rushed her to the hospital. By the time she gets to the hospital, it kind of everything normalized. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she's pretty much back to normal by the time she arrived there, and the doctors found a small blood clot in her brain. They labeled it a TIA. They weren't super sure what caused it, but they kept her overnight to run different tests. But then at a follow-up appointment, she was diagnosed with a grade 5 PFO, which is like a flap-like opening in the heart. So she had to have heart surgery to get that taken care of. She said she's recovering well.
So she had surgery already? Wow.
Yeah, and she said she's recovering well and actually really fast. But my goodness, what a scary ordeal.
At that age. Yeah, exactly. That's nothing to play with. Remember when I had my, it was, what, 3 years
scary.
Ago, I was scared the hell out of everywhere. It turned out not to be a TIA, but still, it is, you know, if you don't know, that's what's worse than anything else is if you don't know. Or you can't
but weren't
find
you
it.
Trying? Your symptoms were sort of similar to hers in that you weren't you trying to formulate a word or say a word and it wasn't coming out, right? Wasn't there something that...
Yes, that was part of it.
You were reading, right?
Yeah, but the doctor, the neurologist at Tufts said to me when he examined what I was doing and how I was doing it, he said, if I'd had a TIA, I wouldn't be able to have gotten on the phone and dial the operator to get to the information because I couldn't... I was trying to type something, and it didn't seem to work well. Mm. So I dialed the number and explained to her in a kind of choppy way what it was that I was trying to do. And he said, if I'd have had a TIA, I wouldn't be able to use the phone. So anyway, it's very interesting as all this stuff. Wow. It's you got to know your body. That's the most important thing. That's your most important assignment in life. After taking care of your children, you got to take care of yourself because you can't take care of anybody if you don't take care of yourself.
Well, part of the story, yeah, part of the story also is that, and this is something that all women really need to be aware of, if you're on the birth control pill, any pill, they're all the same in that sense, that that really increases your chances of a blood clot. And Haley also, I think, before this happened, had come off of a long flight. So when you're that altitude and blood clots, you know, that's already, if you don't get up and walk around like that, anyone can suffer, you know, can have a blood clot from a long flight. But combined, when you're on the birth control pill, they think that that's what caused this.
What is there about the birth control pill that does that?
That's why I
can't go on it. It's the estrogen. Yeah.
It totally messes with me.
Could she be on a birth control pill? Maybe she is.
She is on it. No, she is on it. That's one of the things.
Yeah.
That explains it in part. Yep. Okay, 28 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Hello. Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use a symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Do you really want to command top dollar for your services? You know, it all starts with showing up to work on time. This is Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. According to a U.S. labor study, if you regularly showed up for work, you were in the top 25% of the U.S. labor force. Imagine. Now, what do you have to do to be in the top 1% and really excel? If you show up for work every day on time, have an idea of what you're going to do, set out to do it, and you actually do it, you're in the top 1%. Sounds pretty easy, right? All you got to do is deliver on your promise as an employee. Today in a marketplace starving for qualified candidates, your 1% mindset and production will deliver the highest income and career growth for you and your family. My parents taught me the value of hard work. Seize the day. God did not create us for mediocrity. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information, check out my show at BillMartinezShow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It didn't take long for Russia to resume its bombardment of Mariupol after more than 100 people that were hiding beneath the steel plant left in buses to Ukrainian-controlled territory. Mariupol's deputy mayor, Sergei Orlov, tells the PBS NewsHour that thousands of civilians remain trapped in the besieged city.
130,000 citizens that are still in Mariupol, all of them are hostages.
Previous attempts to open safe corridors out of the southern port city and other places have broken down. Ukrainian officials accuse Russian forces of shooting and shelling along the agreed-upon evacuation routes. An Oklahoma judge is allowing a lawsuit seeking reparations for the survivors and descendants of the victims in the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre to proceed. The suit was filed in 2020 under the state's public nuisance law. A late rally boosted the indexes on Wall Street. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The European Union is stepping up its antitrust case against Apple, the nation bloc accusing the tech company of abusing its dominant position by limiting access to technologies allowing contactless payment. An EU official says Apple has built a closed ecosystem around its devices and that the company has shielded its Apple Pay system from competition. Apple in a statement said it will continue to engage with the Commission and assure that European customers have access to the payment option of their choice in a safe and secure environment. A city in North Texas is getting in on the cutting edge.
Fort Worth, Texas becomes the first city in the United States to mine Bitcoin. Fort Worth Mayor Matty Parker joining Fox Business to talk about why Fort Worth is making the move.
I think the number one goal for the city of Fort Worth is to make sure we're known as synonymous with tech and innovation, understand what the future of cryptocurrency is. This conversation is happening with major organizations across the world, and Fort Worth wanted to be a part of the conversation, and we really gained that in the last week.
She says the three machines that do the mining were donated by the Texas Blockchain Council and will be running 24/7 for the next 6 months. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Wall Street closed in positive territory. The Dow rose 84 points. The Nasdaq gained 201 points. The S&P 500 added 23. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Are heart attack rates skyrocketing? Is it because of COVID, or is there other COVID vaccines? I've seen a lot of this stuff in the news media blaming COVID vaccines. What's your response to that?
You know, a lot of people over the past 2 years haven't been coming to the doctor and doing their prevention.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and also Jay Kushner. And now, here's my gramps.
A fitting reintroduction to the program, would you think? Starring Master Mouse.
Yes, sir. I am so impressed at how he handled all of our names. I mean, that's really good. Yeah.
All right, but play that again just for the heck of it. This is my grandson, Miles.
This is the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and also Jay Kushner. And now, here's my gramps.
We did that in Brendan's backyard. So it was windy, and I just said, okay, Miles, you want to do this? And he looked at his mother, he looked at me and said, yeah, okay, gramps, what do you want me to do?
I love how he goes, and also Jay Kushner.
Like, yes.
So cute.
Oh, my God. Okay, some business news here from the DJV. Here's Doug Steffen, as you just heard Miles introduce us, Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay. The Disney folks, this is something that's becoming quite a an interesting flap or trap. I'm not sure which, maybe a little of both. I don't know how many people realize that this area in Florida that they control, they really control. Like, they govern everything.
I don't think anybody knew. I mean, who knew? No. Except for maybe the people living around there.
Did Ron DeSantis know? Because this is a $1 billion story.
I'd imagine they'd probably find out when they get brought into office, right? I mean, I don't even think probably as a congressman he knew. He probably, until he became governor, figured it out.
Or maybe until you try to mess with them and then they pull out the, hey, here's the fine print. You got to pay $1 million in bond debt in order for us to no longer have these privileges. Can the state of Florida, are they going to get behind paying $1 billion in debt for this
Disney?
Yeah,
it's $1 billion, not $1 million. Yeah.
$1 billion, yeah. So, I don't know.
Let's go back to 1967 and the district gives the Walt Disney Company governmental control over pretty much all the land it uses in Central Florida. So they borrow a lot of money. Yeah, that's the way businesses do. It's interesting to look at how on balance sheets, how much money big corporations borrow, because it has a beneficial, back to the tax thing, beneficial impact on your taxes. That's all deductible, the interest rates. So the law actually states that Florida, quote, will not in any way impair the rights or remedies of the holders of these bonds until all the bonds, together with interest thereon, and all costs and expenses in connection with any act or proceeding. Listen, doesn't this sound like some lawyer? Legal book. In other words, you can't, unless all of the debts are paid and discharged, you guys are up she creep.
Well, you know what I think is more
Reedy
interesting?
Creek.
I think there are a lot of people that are like, oh, you know, Disney said this about Florida, and Florida's doing this to Disney, and all the back and forth, you know, of who's going to come out on top and all of this. To me, the big story is that back in 1967, this was the power, and not just in 1967, this is the power of lobbyists.
Yeah,
the power of lobbyists to make special rules and exceptions for themselves.
Yep.
This is why big business has a ton of them. And clearly, in 1967, when
they went
to this...
most of them are ex-legislators, they're government officials, that's who
they are. Dump land, because they know where the bodies are buried. They go to this dump land, so, no offense to you people in Florida. Florida's a beautiful state, but I mean, there's nothing out there. It's farms and swamps, basically, and they go, you know, this could be a beautiful place. And all of a sudden, they now have literally, we call it the Magic Kingdom, they literally have a kingdom in the middle of Florida. It's
magic.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, and how many other corporations are going, man, we should have thought of that. You think Coca-Cola wasn't going, we should have gone to Georgia and made it Coca-Cola World.
You know, this reminds me of something I saw the other day. The District of Columbia has been in existence pretty much since our country began. Right after World War One, the government used portions of Georgetown as a chemical dump for a lot of things that were left and weren't used during World War One. A lot of chemical things that they'd created. Now, there's a plot of land on this chemical dump that's for sale for $1.3 million. And they want to put a house on top of it. Look at the pictures. It looks like, you know, if you've been to Georgetown, it's quite a lovely section. It's the nicest section, actually. The people who have real money live in Georgetown, the people in Washington. And so I wonder what they're thinking about the find that this chemical dump was there. And that, you know, never mind that it's for sale, but the fact that it's there, I would think that would stir the pot with a lot of people. It's not very far from the hotel where they're having the annual, or I don't know, for 2 years they haven't had the correspondence dinner, right? But they're doing it, I think it's next week. I noticed that Fauci said he wasn't going to go.
Fauci won't go because
he doesn't want to be subject to the scrutiny of what's what and who's who. Okay, next business story is with Boeing, the world's largest airplane manufacturer. They lost $600 million on Air Force One. you can say what you will about Trump. The Art of the Deal, that book that he wrote, he used it. He called the CEO of Boeing when, in like the first week he was in office, he's looking at stuff and he says, wait a minute, this $4 billion for these planes, how do they figure that? So he calls up the CEO of Boeing and says, we're not paying, cancel the order. So they didn't want to cancel the order because they're already into it for a couple of $1 billion. And by the way, this has been going on. I'm trying to think of who It was, I guess it was Obama who got him started on let's have some new Air Force Ones, because after 30 years, you know, there's structural stuff they have to worry about with the planes.
And there's so much tech on Air Force, on both the Air Force Ones, or, you know, whatever, what we call Air
Force
Ones.
And that's the slowdown, and that's why it's taking so much time. So Trump negotiated $100 million off the deal, got it down to 3.9. And now, the Boeing CEO, there's a new CEO there, and he's looked at the deal and said, this is the worst deal we ever made. We're going to lose $1 billion on this. And the plane's not going to be ready until, like, 2026 or something.
Yeah, it's
They've been at it for 10 years. Yeah,
these presidents will design the plane, and they'll pick the way it looks, and they'll never fly on them because they're not done in a, in a short enough amount of time.
Yep. And this is the 747-800 is pretty much a plane designed just for this. They still are making 747 freighters. They don't make the passenger version anymore. And with this comes a fabulous bit of information. If you want to be fascinated for 18 to 20 minutes, go online and Google what happens to old planes. And watch what happens, what they do with the old planes, how they either salvage them or they destroy them after 30, 35 years. It's fascinating to watch what they do. And when you look at it, you see a lot of 747s because they're a four-engine plane that gobbles up a lot of fuel. And, you know, interesting how Boeing can sell. This is perfect sales. We're going to sell you the best plane, the biggest plane. You carry more people, you'll love it. That was back in the 60s. So everybody says, yeah, let's buy a lot of those. And so now Boeing comes along and says, we got this big plane, but only has two engines. And it carries just as many people as a 747. So everybody's parking the 747s and buying more. Even though the 747s are perfectly usable, they just use more fuel. So now we've got a plane that'll carry almost as many people, but it only has two engines. It uses half as much fuel. So it's really, I think it's fascinating to watch that kind of a business as it proceeds. They sell over themselves. Anyway, so not till late 2024 to maybe say early 2025 for the new Air Force Ones.
One of the coolest things that we have in Southern California, we have two presidential libraries, and they're both really beautiful. And the Reagan Library has Air Force One. They have this big glass pavilion, and it's gorgeous. And you can see out over almost all the way to the ocean on a clear day. And then they have Air Force One parked inside, and you can get on most days, and you can walk through. And one of the coolest things is that Sebastian Gorka, who's an advisor to President Trump, was at this library, and I was hosting an event with them, and they gave us a private tour of the plane, so we got to go in some of the roped off areas and such. And he's like, it was so cool because he had been on what is now Air Force One that the president flies around on, and he was able, as we're walking through, he goes, wow, this is here now, and there's more room for the press because they're just traveling with
it was
press.
A 707. First jet. Like one third as much room. And it wasn't really well. It wasn't the Air Force Ones that they use now are immaculately interiored. Original 707 was like an army plane.
Definitely looks very 70s style, but it's really still cool to see. And one thing that I learned is that when the press travels with the president, you pay each press outlet pays the price of an average first class ticket wherever they're going plus $1. Yeah. So it's a first class fare plus a dollar that each individual organization will pay to fly on the plane. So
other economic information, Bitcoin coming to your 401k, if you want them. Fidelity, for example, which I think is probably the largest investment firm in the world, provides retirement plans to 23,000 companies. They're going to allow a portion of their contributions to be allocated to Bitcoin. That's pretty interesting. Would you like that to be a part of your retirement plan?
Sure. Why not? Yeah. I mean, you're not going to, you know, unless you want to buy outright, you can't do with your own 401k. But, yeah, I mean, to have the diversity of including crypto, a lot of people want that now. So I think it's smart. If you're someone who's, you know, like my age or younger, and you've got your 401k going from your company, I think, you know, when you think about retiring in 30 years, 40 years, like,
sure.
Gotta
be worth something.
Yeah.
Our own Phil McGeehan put 5 cents into it in 2000. One, and now he's a multi-billionaire. Yeah, billionaire.
I'm sorry, Phil.
It's okay. Listen, he's smart. I think that's a great example of, can you do that now? I don't know, maybe. Maybe not. I know people who are selling their homes because they figure by the end of the year, the investment product that has Bitcoin and other of the crypto is going to be worth a lot of money. As a matter of fact, here's something that I found interesting. The Fort Worth, Texas city government is going to use Bitcoin. They're going to mine Bitcoin, in fact. And what is mining?
I don't understand.
Definition of this mining.
So mining, it's fairly simple. So what it does is you've got basically like a whole bank of computers, and they're running, they're constantly running, and they're trying to solve a mathematical equation. The first computer that hits, that lands on the correct answer, then receives the next block of bitcoins, and the process begins over again.
Sounds like a game show.
Kind of. I mean, your computer is running 24/7, which is why it's horrible for the environment. It's Bitcoin mining is really bad for the environment. It's done all over China. It's terrible. But anyway, Fort Worth is trying to come up with a clean energy way to do it. I think they're going to be powering it through solar. It's a 6-month pilot program. I think it's great because this is the first city in America, it's the first city government to mine their own Bitcoin, and whatever they're able to purchase, they're going to put back into the kitty, so to speak, of the city of Fort Worth. So I think it's a great idea.
Well, are they doing it now because they know something that the rest of us don't know?
Well, I think they see the future is crypto. So I think if people don't know that, then sure.
All right, I have to check with Superman on that story. 48 past the hour.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Three after the hour now. Time for us to overview the top five items, counting down from number five to number one from the world of technology this week. As Victoria is out, I'm joined by Jay Kirshner to go from number five to number one. Number five, Jay, is what's going on at Amazon?
Well, they can begin construction on the helix-shaped tower centerpiece of its second headquarters in Arlington, Virginia. The project will comprise 2.8 million square feet of the office space in three 22-story buildings, and wow, it's expected to be completed in 2025. This is expected to create 25,000 jobs in the state.
Hmm. But think about that, what Amazon is doing, what they're building around the country. There's, you can't go into any state and not find some huge, big warehouse that's on acres and acres of land. And so the warehouses are one thing, but this is an office building.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, this is their second headquarters. So you're going to have the three buildings, 2.5 acres of public open spaces. There's going to be restaurants. There will be green space, an amphitheater, a dog run, retail pavilions. It's like its own community.
Yep. A lot of that going on around the country. Google did that, or still doing it in California, as a matter of fact. So is Microsoft. At number four this week, big tech companies like Google, speaking of Google, and Facebook, or at least the parent of Facebook, Meta, have to police their platforms better to better protect users in Europe from hate speech, disinformation, a lot of other harmful online content. This sort of goes along with a poll that we were talking about on the DJV program of people just wanting information and being tired of the disinformation that's so apparent, especially on the free and open technical spots like Facebook and Twitter and that ilk. The European Union clinched the agreement in principle on what they call the Digital Services Act. A lot of negotiations began last week. The law will force tech companies to make it easier for users to flag problems, to ban online advertising aimed at children especially, and to empower regulators to punish noncompliance with billions of dollars of fines. Justice Department, Federal Trade Commission here have filed antitrust actions against Google and Facebook. Congress has been divided on efforts to address competition, privacy, and disinformation. Well, another example of Congress not doing their job, as far as I'm concerned. All right, we're counting them down. At number three, Jay, a focus on the FCC.
Yeah, they're going to be voting May 19th on a plan to help curb the flow of overseas robocalls in the U.S. The rules, if adopted, it would mean that gateway providers, which carry the international calls to American networks, they have to participate in robocall mitigation efforts. Now, that means that providers would have to aid in blocking efforts and take responsibility for any illegal robocalls. And if they fail to comply with the rules, the providers could be blocked by other network participants.
I think this is something that most Americans would say it's about time. And why has it taken so long for the government to do anything? Again, another example of the just toothless government that we are being served by. This is something long ago that should have been addressed. Okay, number two on our countdown of the hot tech stories this week. Russia, according to Microsoft, conducting hundreds of cyber attacks. I think this is a couple of really important stories. The one you just did on robocalls and this one these are very important for people who understand. If you didn't hear the story, listen up. The report that Russia has carried out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cyber attacks, destructive attacks against not only Ukraine, but us, Europe, everywhere around the world. So Microsoft, which is working with, in this circumstance, the Ukrainian cybersecurity people to defend against these cyber attacks, said the Russians have relentlessly been after the Ukrainian government's, all of their software and the communication between the two, trying to degrade it or just wipe it out. Six separate Russian state actors carried out at least 237 operations against Ukraine. The 40% or 40 of those were destructive attacks aimed at permanently destroying files and hundreds of systems. And they've been doing that not only in Ukraine, but obviously more of it now because of the war, but the infrastructure that they've gone after here in our country, the elections, that kind of stuff. Isn't it time that we do something pretty imperative and pretty strong to make a statement about that? I think that's the case anyway. All right, quickly, number one, Jay.
Elon Musk has bought Twitter. We all know this. $44 billion in cash, helped when kind of arranged by Morgan Stanley. And his main goal is to, what he says, make Twitter better. New features, algorithms, open source to increase trust, and all that good stuff.
Isn't it very interesting how there's so much focus now on these sort of operations and making things legit? 59 past the hour.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.